or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. With us this morning is Colonel Ron Ray, retired Marine Corps colonel, and has been very intimately involved with this whole issue of homosexuals and in the military, and of course the women in combat, and some of the decisions that are being made today obviously are designed to destroy the moral fabric of our military. And as Colonel Ray points out, I mean, the military is different than civilian life. I mean, rules which would apply in civilian life do not involve or apply in the military, because the purpose of the military is to win wars. And the most important thing is the cohesiveness of the units. Colonel Ray actually served on the Presidential Commission back in the early 1990s, that studied this issue for many months and came to the conclusion that it was not appropriate to have women in the military. It was not in combat positions in the military. And certainly that the whole idea of openly gay men serving in the military would be disruptive to the morale of the military, and would interfere with our winning wars. And even though many of the people there on that commission were very liberal, when they looked at the evidence, that was the conclusion. Well, as you know, recently they've done away with the don't ask, don't tell. And certainly this is Defense Department policy, even though it violates the laws of our land. Well, I'm going to let Colonel Ray give you the background of what's going on, because there is obviously an attempt to disrupt and destroy the moral fabric of our military. Colonel, thanks so much for being with us today.
Dr. Stan, it's great to be with you. I appreciate the opportunity. It's, you know, when you talk about our armed forces, when you're talking about a separate society that's apart from the larger society. And a friend of mine testified before the Presidential Commission and before congressional committees, you know, made a point that most people never think about. In America, there are three classes or groups of people enjoying different levels of freedom and different standards. And if you're in prison or if you're in jail serving a term, then you're under great limitation and great scrutiny and have very little rights. If you're in the larger society, you're supposed to enjoy the blessings of liberty and you're supposed to enjoy the maximum amount of freedom. And then if you're in the military, you're in between, because you give up an awful lot of your rights, and you can lawfully be ordered to go in harm's way, and you can be given an order to, for example, I've seen the situation where men were ordered to hold the bridge at all costs. Well, that means that they can't move back. They've got to defend the bridge at all costs, including the loss of their lives. So the military is all about standards, good order, and discipline. And I was shocked to learn that, in fact, I don't know where this radio show goes. I heard one previous commentator make it sound like it might be out in Denver. But a friend of mine who's gone now, Lieutenant Colonel Arch Roberts, was the first one to warn me that they were looking at working, undermining the standards in the armed forces that had been going on for, basically since the end of World War II, and with the creation of the whole Office of Secretary of Defense, putting a huge bureaucracy on top of the military services. And when I was on the presidential commission, George Herbert Walker Bush, very, very closely divided, if you will, between liberal and conservative, between traditional and non-traditional members, all very distinguished. But one of our witnesses, and it happened in Los Angeles, one of our witnesses was a man who, by his own testimony, was a former communist, David Horowitz. And this was in August of 1992. And his testimony was given, and my wife had been on the Defense Advisory Committee of Women in the Services, and that is an appointment by the Secretary of Defense, and there's a committee made up largely of women who advise the Secretary of Defense on the proper role and assignment of women in the military. And then I was on a temporary presidential commission for 1 year in 1992 to look at this issue, which there'd been a lot of pressure since the battle of the ERA. Phyllis Schlafly, our mutual friend, had done a wonderful job in holding that up, and she raised the point that this was ultimately going to mean the Equal Rights Amendment would mean that women would serve in all positions in the military and even be subject to a draft. So Horowitz's testimony that August of 1992 was the wake-up call for me, and testified with national media present. This was a big issue. In 92 was a presidential election year, but we were getting a lot of national attention because there was so much pressure from 1991, the so-called tailhook scandal, that was gave an opportunity to people to really bash naval aviation, which is really one of the strongest military and strategic assets we have. Whenever there's a crisis, the president virtually, or the national security advisor, usually asks, where are our carriers? Where are the carrier battle groups? And we usually have one in the Pacific and one in the Mediterranean. But in any event, naval aviation was under tremendous pressure in 92. David Horowitz came before the commission to give testimony subject to penalties. It's an official statement subject to penalties of perjury. And he basically said that, summarized what his book Radical Son had said, and then got it down to very specific terms of the role, changing role of women in the military, and the idea that homosexuality may no longer be incompatible with American military service. He said his mother and father were dedicated Bolsheviks. He was raised in a home where he learned to be dedicated to the subversion of America and its institutions and the overthrow of America. And by the late 60s, he said that their objectives had been achieved in most, if not all, of our institutions except the U.S. Armed Forces. And the Revolutionary Councils in the late 60s discussed how best to proceed with the armed forces, which still had standards which he wouldn't have recognized, but they were biblical standards that had been in place since the French and Indian War, in the 18th century. And he said they had sessions, and they discussed with sitting congressmen. Ron Dellums was mentioned. Pat Schroeder was mentioned, who in 92 were... Ron Dellums was a liberal congressman from out in the Los Angeles area, and he was chairman of the House Armed Services Committee. And the Subcommittee on Military Personnel, Pat Schroeder was identified them as being involved in these discussions.
Colonel, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality product available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Article 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Colonel Ron Ray, and he's simply talking about the fact that David Horowitz, when he testified before the Congress, and of course David had been raised in a communist family, testified that, of course, one of the major thrusts of the communists was women in military, and of course gays, women in combat and gays in the military, because they wanted to destroy our military. They knew this would destroy the military. They knew exactly what they were doing. They were having some help from Ron Dullums, who is a very liberal congressman, and Pat Schroeder, a very liberal congresswoman. And so pick the story up, Colonel.
Well, you're right. I mean, just what I'm saying is it was astounding to me in 92 when I hadn't really understood the forces that President Nixon called the power elite, and others referred to as an invisible government, and in other words, the powerful special interests that sometimes drive the limits on what the president and Congress can accomplish. But in any event, he said the best way to undermine the armed forces further was to advance the idea of women in the combat arms and promoting homosexuality in the armed forces. And I heard that, and I'd been involved in some litigation involving the homosexual political movement, and understood something about it, and eventually wrote a book called Military Necessity and Homosexuality. It's still available at First Principles Press, and if you'd like to get a copy of it, you can do so. Just email me at ColonelRonRay@gmail.com. I'd be happy to get you a copy of that book, because it was widely distributed to members of the House and Senate Armed Services Committee, key congressmen and senators and their staff, every member of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, most of the flag and general officers, every officer in the 2nd Marine Division got a copy of this book before Bill Clinton came up with the notion of an executive order with Les Aspin. Let me just say that without going into a great deal of difficulty, but it was a hard-fought battle, and the American people in the American military and the Guard and Reserve and veterans organizations stood up. And what's happening now in the face of this repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, which happened in 1993, engineered by Sam Nunn, a Democratic senator from Georgia, engineered Don't Ask, Don't Tell as a compromise, which saved a little bit of face for Bill Clinton, but it didn't really change the standard that goes back many, many, many years that homosexuality is incompatible with American military service. Well, now they have begun a process that will take most of this year to repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and if people want to support our troops, they should pray for them, of course, and encourage them. But more importantly, the truth about what's going on in the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and the idea that open homosexuality will now be permitted in the military, nothing could be further than the truth. But the real the highest court in the land, not the Supreme Court, because it's never considered the issue, but the United States Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia actually decided a case in 1994 that said that homosexuality is incompatible with American military service, that it's constitutional to limit it, and that orientation cannot be separated from behavior. But no one's heard about that case. There's been one article appeared in the Washington Times, but in this debate, no one's heard of Stephan versus Perry. So your congressman, your senators, both senators, anyone you know on in the Congress should be told about Stephan versus Perry. And I'll give a backgrounder to Stan, and you can contact again me at ColonelRonRay@gmail.com, or First Principles Press has some of this information online, and you can support our effort because I need to be in Washington as much as I can afford to be, briefing House and Senate Armed Services Committee members and staffers, and talking to our flag and general officer leadership, regular, reserve, and retired. They need to know about that this case exists, a 7-3 decision that's never been mentioned in the media to any great extent at all, and the founding principle of the American military. Each of your congressmen and your senators, people always sit around and say, what can I do? I'm only one person. Well, you need to make sure your congressman and senator knows about the exemplary conduct standard, which was passed for the Continental Navy and Marine Corps in 1775. It was authored by John Adams. I think he's a founding father that people in the Tea Party say they care about the founding fathers, but they don't pay any attention to the founding fathers who laid down the foundation of the American military, which said that virtue, honor, subordination, and patriotism are necessary, and you must inspect everybody under each command to guard against and suppress immoral and dissolute behavior. That's been on the books 235 years. It was expanded during the Eisenhower administration in 1956. And in 1997, when this was an important issue at the national level in terms of women in combat and homosexuals in the military, standards in the military, in 1997, Congress responded by making this original principle of the Navy and Marine Corps applicable to the Air Force and Army. And it's 10 U.S.C. 5947. And you can get that on the website, firstprinciplespress.org, firstprinciplespress.org. And you can see what the U.S. Senate said about how important this is. And this, too, has been excluded from this superficial debate by the media monopoly and by the leaders, in both parties. This has not been promoted during the Bush administration and certainly is not being promoted now by Secretary Gates, Republican so-called, and former Secretary of Defense, who's leaving now. And we're going to have Panetta is coming over from CIA, I think, to be the Secretary of Defense. But under the Obama administration, of course, these standards are not going to be looked at. And again, the so-called Tea Party movement talks about the foundations and the founding and the Declaration of Independence, and they need to understand what the Constitution says. The commander-in-chief, the president, doesn't run the military or make its rules and regulations. Article 1, Section 8 clearly says Congress makes the rules and regulations for the land and naval forces. Congress makes the rules. The judiciary defers to the considered senior uniform military leadership's decision of what it takes to fight and win, train, and select our military. So the judiciary steps out and the president steps out. And just because the Secretary of Defense and the President wear coats and ties doesn't mean they're civilians. The civil authority over the military, as Article 1, Section 8 says, is Congress, because they're the ones closest to the people. And this is not understood by lawyers. This is not understood by judges. This is not understood by veterans and veterans groups. The civil authority over the military is the Congress, not the courts, not the civilians, the so-called civilians in the Pentagon. If you've ever gone, and I have gone, in the office of the Secretary of Defense when I was working for Caspar Weinberger, and in the right-hand corner of his office, when he's sitting at his desk, is an American flag, which is appropriate. It's senior. In the left-hand corner of his office is a four-star military flag. That is the senior four-star general. All of his authority, even though he's wearing a coat and tie, is military authority that comes from the commander-in-chief, which is a military office. And people don't understand that, and that failure to understand has been exploited by those who wish to undermine America and its military, even in time of war.
Well, I think it's so important that people understand there really is a conscious effort to destroy the moral fabric of our military so that we will not be able to defend America. Now, we have no business over there in the Middle East. As far as I'm concerned, we're not defending America by fighting the 50 members of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, and or by keeping our troops in Iraq indefinitely, as we want to do. They want us to come home. They want to get us out of there. Our leaders are determined to stay there. But they're also determined to destroy our military so that they will not be able to defend America. This is the frightening thing. And I think these people know exactly what they're doing. This is not primarily driven by the homosexuals. This is driven by the activists who are using homosexuality to destroy our military. And the fact that you never hear the things that Colonel Ray talks about through the regular media is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think.
Well, it's a gradual, as you know, Stan. It's always a very gradual. I went back because of our last time we were on the radio and I was talking a little more about the women in the military. So I went back and kind of looked at the gradualism. And in the period of World War One and following, there was separate corps of women in the military, and it was Eleanor Roosevelt in 45 who recommended disbanding the separate the WAVES and the WACs and the WAFs, and they were legally that was rejected by Congress, and in 48 the Women's Military Corps was legally made a part of the American Armed Forces, limited to 2%, 2% of the service. George Marshall in 51 became Secretary of Defense. He moved over, and he's somebody you should take a very, very, very close look at, as somebody who has always been a globalist working for the advancement of global agendas as opposed to national security. But he created, under Anna Rosenberg, the Defense Advisory Committee for Women in the Service, inside the Office of the Secretary of Defense, to lobby for women in combat. And in 1967, the 2% limit on the amount of women that could serve in the military, which was all that was needed during the Korean War, and then the Vietnam War is going on. I'm in Vietnam in 67. The 2% limit is quietly lifted. Restriction limiting women officers to the rank of lieutenant colonel are also lifted at the height of the Vietnam War when nobody was paying attention to something like that. In 69, the entrance of women into ROTC is secured, and they opened up in the Carter administration, they opened up the service academies, which, if you read the mission of the service academies as passed by Congress, which was to train and equip our future military combat leaders and women put into the service academies, was a moving. The 72, opening and expansion of opportunities for women to serve at sea. 73, women began naval pilot training. 1976, the Dakowitz, the admission of women into the service academies was again reconfirmed. 1948 law prohibiting women from flying in combat was repealed in 1991 by Dakowitz. And then in 92, the Presidential Commission, looking at it, said no. We don't need women in ground combat. We don't need them in infantry, artillery. We don't need them in the combat engineers. Nowhere in ground combat. We don't need them in combat aircraft. It was an 8-7 vote after a complete airing. It was actually the not putting women in combat aircraft was decided on the presidential election day in 1992, November of 92, and the room was filled with all the TV studio, every national television organization, and all the major media were there, even though it was a presidential election day, because that's how big the issue was to the media. And they were stunned when Max Thurman changed his mind and voted with those that said women shouldn't be in combat aircraft, 8-7. And so you see that it came right down, and then as soon as Bill Clinton was elected to office, he began to promote women in combat and homosexuals in the military. He was more quiet on the Les Aspin actually changed their policy and opened assignments to combat aircraft to women. Congress never held hearings on the Presidential Commission report, and millions of dollars were spent on the conduct of that. We simply determined that men and women were profoundly different, and those differences had military significance. So this is something you can get involved in, because these standards need to be upheld. The highest degree of virtue, honor, patriotism, and subordination to guard against and suppress immoral and dissolute behavior. The second highest court in the land has ruled but our congressmen, our leaders, the staffers. If the media knows, they're not going to tell. You talk about don't ask, don't tell. That sounds like something the media says about the truth on these issues. And it needs to be heard, and you have time to say to them that regardless of the repeal of don't ask, don't tell, even if it's completed by the end of the year, that flies in the face of the holding of Stephan versus Perry, the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals, 7-3 decision in 1994, never been overturned, never been changed, and you never heard about it. And the other thing is the founding principle called exemplary conduct. That's still on the books, 1775, 1956, and again in 1997. And it's
hold
still on the books.
If you'd like to call us, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Right here at the American Freedom Network.
Shalom. This is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Colonel Ron Ray, and our telephone number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And, of course, the no question at all that open homosexuality, especially in officers, would be demoralizing. I mean, certainly if you've ever studied what homosexuality really involves, they never talk about 25% of homosexual activity involves the boys with leather and chains, sadism and masochism. In fact, back in the early 1990s, when Bill Clinton became president, they put out a video called The Gay Agenda, and I gave the the medical part of what homosexuality involves, and I won't bother to cover it on the on television. Find me on this program, but video was shown to all the members of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and after seeing it, they said, no way will we go along with homosexuality in the military. I got hundreds of obscene telephone calls because of it, coordinated, and everybody else who was associated with that film had their lives destroyed, including the minister who was responsible, the producer, and why I survived, I will never know. But basically, the military leaders, the heads of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said, Mr. President, we will not go along with it. Now, Colonel, my understanding is that there's a new piece of legislation been introduced that asks for all of the military leaders, the heads of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, to certify that adopting this policy of doing away with don't ask, don't tell, and allowing open serving of homosexuals in the military will not affect the military readiness of our troops. Difficulty is that it seems that so many of the members of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, those certainly from the Navy and the Army and the Air Force, seem to be willing to go along with whatever they're told to do. They don't seem to have any gumption of standing up on their own. Apparently,
well, you have to understand something, and it's very, very, very important to understand something that once this started going down the road, and candidly, it was under the Gerald Ford administration, where you had Dick Cheney as the chief was the chief of staff to Gerald Ford, and Don Rumsfeld was the youngest Secretary of Defense ever, and it was a man named Steve Hurwitz who was the chief civilian talent scout for the Rumsfeld and Cheney in terms of appointments in the Pentagon. But when the chiefs were willing to, under pressure, and they'd done this under tremendous pressure, and believe me, the military in the early 70s was on its backside. I mean, we were getting rid of the draft, and we were coming in with an all-volunteer force in the Vietnam War and the racial problems and the drug problems and the morale problems that permeated the military required an awful lot of attention. And so the chiefs were pushed very hard to approve women in the service academies in 76. They should have made a stand. They didn't make a stand, and it was given up some ground, and there was enormous pressure. But what happened is, Stan, that people don't realize is that women in the military was not just intended to create disorder and undermine good order and discipline, but what it did is it gave a personnel tool to higher ups that if you wanted to advance in the military, then you had to be pro equal opportunity. You had to be willing to give women in the military. And there's no question that women in the military is a success story as long as they're in the proper assignments. They actually do many things better than men do in terms of intelligence analysts and in terms of administration, in terms of nurses. They can actually have done studies where men wounded in battle recover quicker under the ministrations of a female nurse than they do under male nurses. And, I mean, they can establish those kind of things. So there's no question it's a success story. But combat is a totally other thing. But it has been a personnel and promotion tool that's been wielded to get commitments out of people who are fully qualified to advance in rank, to commit to an agenda that if they didn't have that pressure. And when I went to work for Caspar Weinberger, I was told in a briefing by him and his staff with some of the other new appointees coming into the Reagan administration that said, Your job is to take political pressure for these guys in uniform because they're paid and trained to salute and execute. They're not comfortable. They're very uncomfortable, and they're not politically prepared for the confrontation that it takes when political pressure is brought to bear. You should stand in between them. And this is 3- and 4-star level civilian appointees. I was a civilian deputy assistant secretary of defense. And I saw that at work. So that, but it became a device that limited the promotion to people fully qualified under American military principles, standards, virtue, honor, subordination, patriotism, who were not promoted or who were denied promotion or held up in promotion could promote people who were more, quote-unquote, politically correct. And then that was that began to change the nature of our leadership. And there's no question that when they talk about those pigeons have come home to roost, and they have. And we're in trouble, but there's something that you can do. I mean, and that is your congressman needs to at least know what the standards are that are being excluded from this debate. I'm hoping, you know, it takes a long time and many trips to get in front of the right House and Senate Armed Services Committee members and their staff and to get to senior military leadership. It's not an easy thing to do. It takes a lot of time, talent, and treasure, and prayer. And I need your help. And if you would like to support the effort, the educational effort to get this in the hands as many as I can, the time in Washington that's necessary to spend, you can see on the website firstprinciplespress.org. You can make a donation to make that kind of thing possible. But there's nothing keeping you from printing out the history of that exemplary conduct statute and the backgrounder on the Stephan versus it was Stephan versus Cheney, and then it became Stephan versus Perry, decided in 1994. It's still on the books at the highest court in the land that held homosexuality still incompatible with American military service. And most importantly, they said you can't separate sexual orientation from behavior. In other words, if a person tells you they're gay or lesbian, they engage in behaviors that are unmilitary, and so you can there's no way to separate. It's a reality. That decision is a very powerful decision. Your congressman doesn't know. Your senators don't know. And therefore, they don't have the weapons they need, the information weapons they need to defend the founding principles of the American military. Remember, this country, the Supreme Court held this country as a matter of law, fact, and history, was held by the Supreme Court four times between 1844 and 1931 as a Christian nation because our laws and form of civil government were based on the Old and New Testament, or in the form of the Authorized or King James Bible, which is 400 years old on May the 2nd, and most people didn't pay any attention at all. But you can't read American history and you can't read American literature without looking at that. But I finished first in my class in law school, Stan, and none of my professors and none of the curriculum and none of the books assigned or the cases assigned let me have the slightest idea about the Christian foundations of American law and civil government, and including the military, where some of those principles are still intact.
Well, we were formed as a Christian nation, no question about it, and God bless this nation. But, of course, when a nation turns against God, why, God eventually turns against that nation. And when we see what's going on today, half of our marriages end in divorce, 40% of our children are born out of wedlock, and now open homosexuality is applauded and taught in our schools as normal. I tremble for my country.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116. An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
There's a trend underway at America's farms, ranches, and rodeos, and that trend is to Tartar Farm and Ranch, the nation's number one manufacturer of farm and ranch equipment. Tartar offers hundreds of top-quality American-made products for ranchers, ropers, hunters, and every type of farmer, horses, cattle, or goats, for work, for hobby, or both. Visit TartarFarmAndRanch.com for all of our products and a dealer near you. Tartar Farm and Ranch, working harder since 1945.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Colonel Ron Ray. Our telephone number, if you'd like to call in, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. Colonel, let's get your telephone number, information out on how people can contact you there at First Principles Press.
FirstPrinciplesPress.org is the website. There's contact information on the website to make it simple if they'd like to get right to me. It's Colonel, written out, C-O-L-O-N-E-L, Ronray, at gmail.com. That's Colonel Ronray, C-O-L-O-N-E-L, Ronray, at gmail.com. I like to tell my friends that Colonel Sanders is not the only colonel out here in Kentucky.
Right. Well, anyway, of course, this is such an important issue because people just take, well, my goodness, so what's wrong with equality? And because the military is not like the rest of society. And not only that, but homosexuality is morally wrong. Heterosexual immorality is morally wrong. And
well,
why would we want to condone any form of immorality as a policy of a government and teach it in our schools as being perfectly normal? The end result of our education today is that 40% of the children in America are born out of wedlock.
And it's interesting that if you look at the spirit of the whole Revolutionary Army that defeated the world's most powerful Navy and armed forces, General Washington, in his orderly book on July 9, 1776, that's just 5 days after the approval of the Declaration of Independence, said the blessings and protection of heaven are at all times necessary, but especially so in times of public distress and danger. Well, we sure got public distress and danger. General Washington hopes and trusts that every officer and man will endeavor to live and act as becomes a Christian soldier, defending the dearest rights and liberties of his country. A Christian soldier. And that's what our commander-in-chief said just a few days after the independence was first declared. And if you look at the foundations of American law and civil government, which they don't teach in schools, they don't even teach in law schools, that the foundations of American law and civil government. You're taught Supreme Court cases and their opinions, ever-changing opinions, are somehow the law. And law means fixed in every language, but we've got a lot of information on the foundation of American law and civil government that people haven't seen, and it could be very helpful to them and civic groups, veterans groups, what have you, that we all need to become students ourselves of America's godly history and heritage, and then we need to become teachers of our friends and family and neighbors and those groups that we are a part of. And this is an interesting way to put the principles in the hands of your leaders, your representatives, and we the people are the government, and the representatives are supposed to do what we say, and they need to know about exemplary conduct and the holding in Stephan versus Perry, which very, very important case, which is right on point and says homosexuality is incompatible with American military service, which is all you need to say.
And, of course, what I think is so vitally important is for people to understand the globalists, who hate America, who want to merge this country into this one-world government, and they want to do away with American sovereignty. They're the people who are behind this. It's not the homosexuals. There aren't enough homosexuals in America to have any influence. I mean, they make up 1% to 2% of the population. It is that powerful, invisible force behind them. People like Mr. Robert Gates. Oh, we saw him on television 60 Minutes last night. He looked like such a nice man, and yet he's going right along with this, and he knows what he's doing. And so does Mr. Obama, who said, I am a citizen of the world, but you can't be a citizen of the world and be a citizen of the United States. So we have to wonder, where our president's loyalty really lies. Well, Colonel, what do you think the chances are we're going to be able to do anything to prevent this from going through? Or are we going to continue this downward spiral towards oblivion?
Well, when you've got a the Supreme Court held many times, a page of history is worth a volume of logic. We don't need the volumes of logic that politicians usually give us. They need to take the page of history out of our founding principles and stand on them, and encourage their representatives and their senators to stand on those principles. And if they hear from enough people, that's why it's important to get on talk radio and Radio Liberty and places like that where you can be heard, and that people will understand what you're saying, and that they will understand that they're the government and they must get their representatives to represent them and making a stand here, because the military has been was our first institution, really. I mean, the Continental Congress was on the run. We had a ragtag military, but they were all America had for so many years in our early days of independence and fighting for our independence, and they've always been looked up to by the American people. And we've expected great things from them, and we've been, for the most part, we've been very proud of their service and their these attempts to, by domestic enemies, to undermine the principles and standards of the military. Right now, the military can't defend itself often from political pressure like that, media pressure. They need to have we the people to stand, and they need to wake up and stand, and this is a very winnable battle. The truth is on our side. The principles and the history are on our side, and it's just a matter of people standing up for the highest. The Marine Corps hymn says, Marines hymn says, first to fight, and it also says to keep our honor clean. Help keep our honor clean. This is a chance for America to do what it does best. Let we the people's voice be heard, and this is a founding principle of the country, and it must be upheld. And we certainly like to have the wherewithal to do what I continue to do what I can. But I need others to take these principles and sit down with their senior staff of their congressmen and their senators and say, this is pretty simple stuff, guys. There are many people in the House and Senate who voted for this very exemplary conduct in 1997 when it passed in the 98 Defense Authorization Act. I mean, that's how many years? That's not very many years ago, 1997, when it was expanded specifically to deal with the growing sexual misconduct and sexual abuse crisis that was going on in the military, because we'd had 20 years of putting women where they didn't belong. And men and women in close quarters are not likely to read military technical manuals. They're going to do what comes naturally. That's why they separated them in training. The Marine Corps still does. Women are separately trained and from men separately trained. And but the other services have been put them together. And we guess what we've got? We've got sexual misconduct crisis that's all over the newspapers, and that can be fixed. All we need to do is live up to our founding principles. Go back and remember why we're one nation under God.
Duty, honor, country. Duty, honor, country. How will this blow good one time? Colonel, thanks so much for being with us. God bless. Talk to you real soon.
Thanks, Dan.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. CINN stations in Ault salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, Dr. Stan, you know, what we never talk about is the fact that America was founded as a Christian nation. The Church of the Holy Trinity versus United States, 1893, was certainly one of the most important Supreme Court decisions. It said, basically, America is a Christian nation. Now, it doesn't mean everybody has to be a Christian, but it was founded on Christian principles to pursue Christian goals, said the Supreme Court. In fact, they've held that on four different occasions. We never teach that in school. They don't teach it in law school because there's a conspiracy against God. And when you understand that there is a conspiracy against the sovereignty of our nation, the globalists centered at 5080 68th Street in New York City at the Harold Pratt House, and certainly in England, at the Chatham House in St. James Square, there off at Trafalgar Square, they know exactly what they're doing. They want to destroy national sovereignty and bring about an authoritarian world government under the control of a ruling oligarchy and destroy Christianity. The two go together, you see, because Christianity brings freedom, and that's the last thing that these people want. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, if you want to read the important parts of the church case of the Church of the Holy Trinity versus United States. Go to your search engine on your computer and just type in Radio Liberty case Church of the Holy Trinity, and you should be able to pick up the dissertation. The article I did on that contains most of the important parts from this Supreme Court decision. Understand what's going on. Understand Christianity, freedom, liberty are under attack today. There is a plan now. They're going to take us into a war in the Middle East. That's why the CIA and our intelligence agencies are destroying all those nations over there using your tax money. And, of course, the block budget that comes from all the drugs in Afghanistan. Why do you think our troops are guarding the poppy fields over there? We're guarding it so the CIA will have funds for their black budget projects, like, for instance, destabilizing the Middle East in preparation for the next war. They're going to destroy our economy. They're intentionally creating inflation. Actually, in March, there was 2.7% inflation on imported goods, 2.2% in April. The inflation is going to destroy our economy. That's what they want. They want to impoverish our people. Then they can pay your Social Security, except it won't buy much of anything, because, of course, they're going to say there's no inflation, you don't get a raise. That's how you impoverish the American people and make them dependent upon government. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, hear my talk on the forbidden secret, the dark secret, and then, of course, the syllabuses go with them. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our web page, radioliberty.com. Remember that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we can certainly use your help at this time. And because, basically, we've got a lot of expenses to keeping over 60 stations on the air every single week is an expensive proposition. And we'd love to hear from you. And if you're not in a position to help, then please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and for our protection. And so until tomorrow at the same time, Dr. Stan, may the Lord be with you. Thank you.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special